Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If I were a weatherman and I had to put a title on today's sermon in the sermon text from Mark chapter 13, I'd perhaps call it Mostly Dark with 100% Chance of the End. The text says, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And I think it also says that the UT football team will beat Florida 40-13. Sign of the end times, right? Jesus says that in those days, the old lights, the sun, the moon, the stars, won't shine like before. And to hear that someday the sun, the moon, the stars will stop shining forces us to hang our hat of faith on something other than those things in our life that have always been there. Those things that always will be there that we think, and things that have always have been. Whether star or planet, bedroom nightlight, or person or place or thing. In truth, the sun and everything under the sun are not eternal. The sun and the earth and the heavens will pass away. Now, half of the good news today is that this time is not yet. Whew, we can relax. Maybe go home today and even have a it's not the end yet party. We can call it Thanksgiving. And the other half of the good news today is that for those whose ears and eyes are fixed on Jesus, is to know that this time, in a sense, has already come. It refers to that great and powers of the heavens shaking day known as the day of the cross. However, when people hear these words about the end from Jesus, most of them think of it and hear him speaking prophetically of the way ahead future, the time yet to come, the last days which are ahead. And I think that's true too. The reality is that this world will not go on as it has been forever. The upcoming movie 2012 plays on people's fears and fascination of the end times. But it also recognizes our innate knowledge that the end will come. Ecclesiastes says, for every time there is a season, a beginning, an end, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to be born, and a time to die. Jesus teaches us that the land we live upon has an expiration date. Just like our great-great-grandparents, sooner or later, old Mother Earth must pass away. Jesus says in the text, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. If you abide in Jesus' word, then you abide in him forever. And Jesus promises us a new heavens and a new earth, a city on a hill, a return to paradise. But ever since the disciples' day, and perhaps even before the disciples' day, people have asked, when will this take place? When will the end come? Well, Pastor Buescher's sermon last week was all about the when and the signs. I won't repeat his sermon. It's online on our website if you'd like to hear it. But boy, was he right when he said that the greatest sign of the end isn't anything happening today or tomorrow. It was something in the past, the day of the cross. That was the day that God ushered in these last days. That was the sign that the end is near. He even used a good illustration for this week. He said that, how do you know when Thanksgiving is near? Well, you go to Kroger, and you see all these butchered turkeys hanging in Kroger, and you know, well, it's almost Thanksgiving time, isn't it? In the same way, when we see, and the world sees, that the Lamb has been slain, that means the end times are near. God has provided the sacrifice. He is the new creation, the new heavens, the new earth. The end is coming. The world should know it. The end is near. For all those who disagree and think that we can find in better signs in our world or decoding little secrets in Scripture, then today Jesus in the text says something that every end-time prophet and every end-time screenwriter has to wrestle with. Concerning that day and hour, Jesus says, no one knows. Not the angels in heaven and not even the Son of Man. No one. Therefore, I'm already making plans for 2013, and I want to invite you all over to my house, unless Jesus comes in 2011, or any time before or after, as only our Heavenly Father knows. Did you know that Christians must be agnostic, not knowers, when it comes to the things that Jesus says no one knows? Like when the final day will come, no one knows. We're agnostic about that by design, I think. We're not God. We don't need to know everything. You know, when I was young, I used to play in the backyard with my friends, the neighbor boys, and I didn't often wear a watch. I didn't know what time it was, and neither did my friends. And I knew eventually it was time to go home and eat. But I didn't need a watch because I could always count on one thing. My dad, at the proper time, would come out and he'd put his two fingers in his mouth and he'd whistle. And then I knew it was time to come home and time to eat. In the same way, I think, is how we should live before our Father in heaven. When we, as God's children, we're not to worry and not to have to think too much about when the last day will be. But do, as our brother Jesus says, do stay awake and be ready for it. Be ready to come home when our Heavenly Father finally whistles, or rather when His angel blasts the final trumpet to call us all home. But Jesus says, pray that you're not found sleeping, that is, not believing, or so lost in temptation and sin, so that the Holy Spirit has no home in you. Don't get caught up with the concerns of the world. Seek God's kingdom first, and all these things will be added to you. Stay awake. Go to church. Hear the word preached. Receive God's gifts. Read the word of God. Teach it to your children. Grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of God's word and the word made flesh. Know that Christ is for you, and have Christ in you. Love your neighbor. Repent. Be baptized and believe in Jesus Christ. Allow me to draw your attention today to the second half of the good news I mentioned earlier at the beginning. The good news in today's text that I said that the end has already taken place, 100% chance of the end. I'd like you to listen to these peculiar words of Jesus in our text. He says, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Now, what does this mean? Was Jesus wrong about God's timing? Did he miscalculate how soon the end times would begin? I mean, after all, it's been 2,000 years. The generation Jesus spoke of has all passed away, and yet the sun is still shining. The moon still shines, there's still stars out at night, and the end is not yet. Is this a major whoops? Not if you believe, like I do, that the end days actually began when Jesus was crucified on Good Friday in 33 AD. Recall that Jesus hung on the cross from the hours of 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock, 6 hours. But at the midpoint of the crucifixion, from the 6th hour to the 9th hour, it became dark. Scripture says, darkness was over the whole land until the 9th hour, while the sun's light failed. So much for the sun. Second, Peter mentioned in Acts that the moon turned to blood. There's actually something called a blood moon. It's red. In other words, you could tell it's there, but it doesn't shed its normal light. So much for the moon. Third and finally, I propose that the powers of the heavens were shaken that day at the moment Jesus breathed his last and gave up his spirit. Scripture reports of an earthquake. It says the temple curtain was torn in two, and the graves released some of the saints who had been dead near Jerusalem. It was what we'd call an eerie day. Mishpat is how some of the Old Testament prophets might have called it. Mishpat, a day of judgment. On that day, God accomplished mishpat when he poured out on Jesus the iniquity of us all. That was our judgment day. That was the day Jesus died to take away our sins. That was the day that God declared us not guilty, forgiven, loved by God. I poured out my anger on my son, and you get my love. And I will raise up my son in love too. This was our judgment day. And then 42 days later, with Jesus now risen from the dead and now appearing to more than 500, the disciples saw the Son of Man lifted up in the clouds, ascending into heaven to receive the crown of glory and honor and power and wisdom and dominion to be praised forever and ever. Amen. On this last day of the church year, let us all remember the last day of Jesus' life, the day that he earned our salvation, he alone, and how God crowned on him the victory with his ascension until he comes again to judge the living and the dead. His last day was the beginning of the end. The end, in a sense, has already begun. And so for us, in our days ahead, when we see the lights go out in Georgia, or when it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs, or when the final day comes with the sun and the moon giving no light, the stars falling, and the powers of the heavens shake, may we all look up and behold the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. He is God's anointed. He is the rising sun, the bright morning star. He is the true light that all others can't take the place of. He is the light that no darkness can overcome. And when we see that light, now by faith and then by sight, we have 100% chance of eternity. That will be a great day. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with all.